This is the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, August 2013. Page 10. Boat Building School. This unique school exemplifies the best of education vacations. If you're one of those nautical types who mystify the medical community every time a blood test discovers salt water in your veins, here's an education vacation for you. It includes soul-soothing vistas of gunmetal blue waters, protected lagoons for kayaking, water-view hiking trails, and an opportunity to learn how to properly varnish your boat or even build a new one. A respected academy. Port Hadlock is home to the Northwest School of Wooden Boat Building, one of the most respected academies of its kind. The boat school started in 1981 in nearby Port Townsend, home to one of the world's leading annual wooden boat festivals. In pursuit of more space and a waterfront location, the school moved in 2004 to Port Hadlock, at the south end of Port Townsend's Long Bay. Between the two communities, I think we're unique in the United States, said school director Pete Leinhautz, a retired U.S. Navy officer. Nowhere else is there such a concentrated pool of talent in the marine trades. The school typically hosts from 35 to 50 full-time students in long-term studies, but it also offers a range of shorter courses from weekends to a couple of weeks that can fit into vacations for couples or families. When Dale Simonson, a college instructor from Burnaby, British Columbia, came for a two-week class to build a 12-foot sailboat, he camped at scenic Fort Worden and Fort Townsend State Parks. My first contact with the school was a phone call, and I think it was Pete Leinhautz who actually answered the phone, Simonson said. It was a very good experience from that moment. Kathy Liu of Port Townsend has a 24-foot wooden sailboat that has issues now and then, so she took the school's 5-day painting and varnishing course. She praised instructor Diane Saguero's knowledge and flexibility with her students. A third of the school's students come from within 300 miles of Puget Sound. Others have come from all over the United States, plus Japan, Scotland, South Korea, and beyond. Here's an Air Force colonel working next to our young student from Japan, Leinhautz told me recently as we toured a busy workshop where students clustered around the steam-bent planks of a 14-foot Davis boat, a design from the island community of Metlakatla, Alaska. The shop was like a sensory chamber for woodworking obsessives. The spice of red cedar mingled with the tangy smell of teak oil, while the rhythm of hand planes got backup from a power saw. After school opportunities. When lessons are over, other diversions aren't far. Across the street from the school's waterfront office is the Ajax Cafe, a longtime fixture in the 1890s era home of the town's founder, Samuel Hadlock. I dined on herb-coated chicken, washed down by aged cider from nearby Finn River Cidery. Port Hadlock isn't the quaint Victorian seaport of Port Townsend. Rather than a lot of galleries and boutiques, there's Big Pig Thrift Store and a propane depot. Beyond the Ajax, prominent eateries include Zug's Caveman Cookin'. There's plenty more to do and see nearby, especially if you're a hiker, birder, or kayaker. About a half mile east on Oak Bay Road, turn toward Indian Island and cross the bridge over the man-made canal that serves as a boater's shortcut to Port Townsend. On the road's north side, Indian Island is a securely fenced naval munitions depot. Don't even think about trespassing. But on your right, over the next couple miles, is Jefferson County's Indian Island Park, with beach access points linked by marvelous water view trails that traverse wooded hillsides and drop down by lagoons and pretty Oak Bay. Scenic tranquility. Along the snowberry-lined Portage Trail, I stumbled upon a lagoon with more than 100 flapping northern pintails, named for their sharp-as-a-quill-pen tail feather, mixed with buffleheads, whose bulbous, white-patched heads made each appear as if it was wearing a marshmallow bonnet. From Lagoon Beach, you might launch a kayak and explore the protected waters, or set off to poke into the paddler's haven of hidden, lake-like Mats Bay, 4.5 miles to the south. Find more paddling opportunities on long, eel-shaped Killisut Harbor between Indian Island and neighboring Marrowstone Island. At the head of Mystery Bay on Marrowstone's western shore, island life centers on almost century-old Nordland General Store, with its postage stamp of a post office, well-trodden wood floors, good wine selection, and kayaks for rent in warmer months. Classic sailboats rock on mooring balls just off the dock. Want excitement? Storekeeper Tom Rose will tell you to come back Memorial Day weekend for the tractor parade. Homegrown delights. South of Port Hadlock, the Chimicum Valley is a growing haven of organic farms, some with their own stands, guarded by visiting posses of trumpeter swans. Or stop by Chimicum Corner Farm Stand at the four-way stop on Highway 19, with local foods from around the region. Up Center Road, Finn River Farm and Cidery is open for tastings from noon to 5 p.m. daily. To warm up the first days of spring, they party with cider and pizza, co-owner Christy Kistler said. If that's not enough, Port Townsend is 20 minutes up the road, with more classic boats and saltwater views. After all this, have you caught a bad case of boat envy? Better sign up for a workshop. Vocabulary focus. Exemplify. Mystify. Varnish. Pool. Sensory. Obsessive. Diversion. Fixture. Bulbous. Posse.